His sudden death was a stark reminder why men like us shouldn't have families. I then saw something I shouldn't have, something I knew was impossible. The zombies were not all biting. Some were just clinging on, while the ones on the other side were biting. Several detached and ran towards my friend's corpse, devouring him. Were they riding the dinosaur? Dumb, mindless killing machines had figured out a way to ride a dinosaur? Perhaps they tapped into some predatory instinct. Perhaps they knew how to make the dinosaurs flock. "Move! Move!" came a distant voice. Perhaps they had a way of motivating the beasts in a way no sane person would ever try. After all, who in their right mind would try biting a dinosaur? "For all the peace, move, Pale Rider," came the voice again. It was Solomon, up in the tree. I snapped out of my curiosity and pushed my beast away from the brontosaurus. I chose a path to the left that was cut when we first swept through the blue-brained zombies. The brush was clear, and perhaps the beast wouldn't pick up the sound as much as cutting a fresh path would. My hands tightened on the reins until my knuckles were white. I had a feeling my name, Pale Rider, was well deserved at that moment. I broke free to a valley, hoping to have a moment to think. As I turned to look back, a head above the trees was looking at me. Of course, the dinosaur is tall enough that it can look above the trees to see where I was going. I decided to bail into some brush and try my luck at not getting stepped on. It took little persuading my triceratops to flee. I forcefully chose a path with lots of bushes and hedges. When I felt the tree canopy was thick, along with the brushes, I leapt off the dinosaur. I landed on a hard rock that felt like a punch in the ribs. If I were lucky, I would escape this encounter with just a few bruised ribs. I ran away from where I had landed. I only had moments before my landing spot was stamped down into earth. I froze in place, eyes wide, looking at where I had just been.